know what it is, man. The Live is Cloud Radio Show on the planet, man. Straight from the E-Block Radio. Live on your dial, man. It's your boy, the Hood Howard Stern, Q Lewis, man. Representing live from the 48205.
Red Zone.
I got my man Monk Money in the building.
Man, you already know what it is.
You know what I'm saying? I got my man
2G's. For sure.
Got my man Bo representing Indy in the building.
Hey, what up, though?
You know what I'm saying? Got my man Angry Man in the building.
Kiss my ass.
Damn, yeah, I guess he is, man. No, I almost kicked that nigga ass over a hamburger and shit, nigga. Hey, it's real, like, dog, anybody fat listening right now, dog, you know it's real. You can't walk off with a nigga Whopper and shit. Think something gonna go wrong and shit. I felt like something was wrong in the game. I'm like, hold on, cuz, where you going with the Whopper,
nigga? Shootout, dog, still moving one thing to another.
Hey, nigga, double burger, nigga, double burger with cheese, nigga. Hell no, nah, dog. You know what it is, though. It is Thursday, man. So if you got social media, make sure you hit us up on social media. Hit up my man on Twitter, Real Monk Money, and of course on Instagram as well. Myself too at Hood Howard Stern. That's on Twitter and Instagram. This nigga do not do Twitter though, so I don't even know why I said
that. Yeah, I don't know why you said
that. I don't even know. This nigga smoking this goddamn cancer stick though. This shit about to fuck him. Put that shit down. Put that shit down. Somebody's shit ringing. Yes. Cut that shit off, nigga. Venus just checked in. What up, though, Venus? Yo, we about to talk some crazy shit about something before we get into our for real topic, man. What's been going on with you since last week, bro?
Me? Man.
Yeah, for
shit,
sure.
Bro, you know what I'm saying?
It's got to be something, man. You bro. Can't always be nothing.
No, bro. I'm been working, bro.
Right. You always low to the flow,
like
man. What's good
ant,
for real?
Baby, like an ant.
What's good for real? Other than that, that's it?
My
shit. GG just checked in. What up, though?
GG? We ain't heard from GG in
hell
no. Years.
We ain't heard from GG in a minute. You know what I'm saying? Y'all shared that shit? Did you get it?
Yeah.
All right, cool. We out here. Ain't shit happened since last week, dog?
Nope,
no, bro. Netflix, nigga, nothing?
Nothing, bro. I've been
watching. Tripping.
I've been watching Voltron.
Voltron? Like some animated shit?
Yeah.
Word? That shit
Voltron,
dope?
That shit dope.
Some new shit. Yeah, Voltron.
Yeah. You excited about that shit, too?
Nope. Netflix.
Okay.
Netflix.
Check it out. I ain't up on that shit, dog. Shit I ain't seen, bro. Voltron since the motherfucking
that's
80s.
That's what made me watch it.
Yeah.
Now I'm stuck, man.
That shit dope like the old ones, though?
Even better.
Shit. Gotta hit you like that, nigga.
The old shit was simple, but you know, this shit here is pretty good.
This motherfucker's like Transformers or some shit, brother.
No.
Hey, I ain't fucking around, though. Anybody watch Voltron, dog? Oh, shit. Somebody just gave us a whole bunch of likes and shit. I guess they watched that shit. I think Venus just liked that shit.
Yeah.
She must watch Voltron. I don't know. I ain't up on that shit. Angry
Voltron,
man, you up on that shit?
No.
Damn.
No.
I'm sorry I asked, nigga.
Fuck
shit.
Cartoon,
right? Goddamn. Niggas is trivial out here today, man. I don't know what the fuck going on, dog. Oh, shit, the cat. Yeah. All right, there we go. We good. Dog, speaking of football season, dog, let's talk about it real quick. We got a couple minutes before we get into our real topic, dog. The motherfucking Lions, bro.
Same old Lions.
Man, same old Lions, man. Because the same old Lions would have been undefeated in preseason.
This is true. What you angry, man? What you think about that shit, though? I mean, we had this discussion the other day and shit.
I mean, shit, you gotta trust the process, man. I mean, how can you argue with two motherfuckers in the head of the tipping? No.
Yeah. Dog, look how this nigga looking at him, dog. Oh my god, I wish y'all could have seen how he was just looking at this
man,
bro.
I had to look up, nigga. I felt eyeballs in my ear, nigga. Like, what the fuck?
I wish y'all could have seen how he was just looking at this man, dog. That's crazy.
Man, you know what I'm saying? But no, like I was saying, how can you argue with two motherfuckers that's at the head of the table that came from a motherfucking dynasty?
Word.
I'm just saying, trust the fucking process. It seemed like the same old Lions, but you don't know.
See, Angry Man, this is my issue, dog. I feel what you're saying. I trust the process, dog. But when these niggas was losing contain, when you a grown-ass man playing, you a grown-ass man playing in the NFL, nigga, you're losing contain, nigga.
Hey.
I mean, several times, dog.
And then
you fuck
start
the process.
Hey, that's why they have a cut process.
Yeah.
You start off,
he didn't make it. He didn't make it.
He's probably around right now.
This motherfucker's losing contain. Bo, you coached before, too, dog. A grown-ass nigga losing contain. Come on. Several times in a row. How many times you going to get tricked?
Not just once.
Right, several times.
It's preseason. He trying to make a play, man. He trying to get that check.
Yeah, he didn't succeed. Yeah, he didn't succeed. That nigga was, he was taking penitentiary chances. Nigga. That nigga going to be paper or plastic and shit after this.
Nah, he got a smoking and non-smoking seat, nigga. He ain't getting
that nigga not even getting on the plane. That's
smoking
fucked up.
Smoking.
Yeah, the Lions weren't looking good. Hey, but look, though. We talking about the Lions and the NFL and shit, man. So, salute to niggas who ain't watching the NFL and shit, for niggas who boycotting. I ain't gonna lie to you. I ain't boycotting. I don't watch a lot of motherfucking football anyway other than the motherfucking Lions. But I ain't gonna boycott, though. Because for me, I feel like just on the strength, we gonna have a little serious moment right now. on the strength of that shit popping off, I think it ain't going to be shit unless the black players in the NFL decide they just not going to fucking play. Like, that's the only thing that's going to do. If we boycott, the NFL ain't going to lose that much money off of us. We ain't the ones buying the motherfucking clubhouse tickets and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't, right. So, like, us boycotting ain't really, you know, it ain't really
still
doing shit.
Be on TV.
Right, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Four fields still yeah. Gonna be packed.
Now, them niggas decided they not going to play, then they got a problem. Yeah, them niggas. Yeah, when I said them niggas, I meant them niggas and shit. Yeah, for sure. Them niggas. Shout out to them niggas.
Them niggas.
Hey, but look, on that note, though, y'all think Cap go get picked up this year?
Hell no.
Nah, that's just a wrap for my nigga Cap career.
He's older, bro. No.
Yeah.
It all depends.
I feel like if they didn't pick him up last year, that was it.
They
want to
sell jerseys? Other than that,
I mean, they want to sell jerseys. Right team, right situation. You never know. Some Pittsburgh Steelers, Ben Roethlisberger can get on tomorrow. Nigga. Hey, need somebody that can at least get us through 6 weeks.
Man, look, I ain't even lying, dog. I love this nigga to death, man. But if RG3 keep getting teams, I know they can get capped. I love RG3, dog, but come on, dog. This nigga's trash. This nigga's trash, dog. He need to at least... That nigga need some real strength training or something. This motherfucker get hurt. This motherfucker get hurt from breathing. Like, he wake up... Oh, shit.
Shit, oh, my
ankle broke. Right, yeah.
My ankle.
Give his chance to heal. He should have set out at least for a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Niggas better take that note out of Grant Hill page, man. Shit,
they better take that note out of...
Grant Hill would take a season off, nigga. He stayed in the league for about 40 years, nigga. For real. Right.
They better stop taking that booby roll, too, and shit. Want to spin that bad and fuck up something worse than you already.
That booby roll.
That booby roll. Come on, let booby spin one, coach. Put booby in. You want to win?
Put booby in.
Hell no. Y'all niggas retarded, dog. Hey, salute the Cap, though, and the whole situation, dog. Hopefully, man, we get some for real coverage on what the fuck niggas is kneeling for in the first place. Not just bullshit coverage about niggas being spiteful against the flag and shit. But at some point, maybe. I don't know. Probably not.
It's a new narrative, though, man. They talking about where these cats been in all offseason. What they been doing all
season. Yeah, that's the shit now. You know what I mean? Yeah, to try to take away from it. Yeah, I peeped that shit, too. So they like, so you want to kneel during the season, but what you doing for the cause and shit? You know, like, you know what? PSA to you white motherfuckers.
This is what they doing.
Huh?
It's not a point, bro. It's not.
It's a shitty point.
It's a point.
It's just like the fucking rape, Trayvon Martin shit. Because he smoked weed, he deserved to get shot.
No.
What?
No.
Yeah.
No, that's good.
It's the same shit. No, come on, bro.
No, it's not.
Well, I think more of a thing for that would be like, how after he got killed and shit, all these niggas started taking all these pictures with hoodies on and shit.
Yeah.
Like, where your support after that, though? Like, what you doing in your community to make sure that niggas in hoodies ain't getting killed in your community? I get it.
Trying to get your 15 minutes of fame by kneeling during the
season. And some motherfuckers are.
Like you said, during the offseason, did you do anything in your community to try to change this?
Some of them are. Some of them are doing that shit. But even while doing that, though, you still on the biggest platform in America at this point.
And he's doing it right there. That's
enough
right
So
there.
I don't want to take nothing from him for not doing shit in the offseason.
But what's the point of you doing it, period?
Taking advantage of the biggest platform.
The platform is bigger than NFL season.
Yeah, you're right.
It's bigger than 16 games.
You're right.
So
Black Klansman, you're right, nigga.
Oh,
Black Klansman ass nigga, you're right, nigga.
Using that spikely ass
nigga, right?
Is the cause not bigger than 16 games?
No, you're right. I agree. Okay. But at the same time, though, I don't want to take nothing away from it just because they didn't do nothing in the offseason.
The weight ain't going to have the same effect on it.
What you mean?
Because, like I said...
Oh, you mean if they did do something in the offseason?
If you're doing a 16-game season, and then you say, fuck that cause, hey.
Well, I mean, then again, a lot of niggas do shit that ain't public. We don't know that that's for real.
And
that's just a narrative, nigga.
And
you
the
know
news,
what I'm
and the news, the press, and they don't never show shit that's good.
Right, so if they did do a good shit, you'll
never know.
You'll
never
know.
Okay, I'm not fucking with my shit, but this is what I do.
But then, see where that put us? Why the fuck I got to explain what I'm doing?
Right.
Well, I got to tell you, like, yeah, I'm doing this in the offseason. You don't see me. Well, I got to tell.
The motherfuckers on Wall Street do what they want to do
when
they want to.
But D-White, man. Damn, boy, look like you got something to say, bro. Say that shit, nigga. Don't choke on it. Say that shit. You ain't no camera.
So, hey, the white dudes, right?
These yeah.
I'm going to say white dudes. That's what it is, making these decisions and shit. But,
yeah.
Like, what you been doing in the offseason? research free, bro. I mean, you go to any of these cats like Instagram, Facebook,
find out,
whatever, and find out what they're doing.
Stop trying to put them on blast or some shit.
I looked up anyway. Hey man, I'm at the YMCA, I'm at the Boys and Girls Club. Yeah. Doing this. I mean,
right.
So I mean. If you want to know what they do in the offseason, go find out.
Go find out. everybody in that situation a little bit looking for their little spotlight.
But that, like I said, but that's the easy route out. You know, they ain't going to take it when they come to us, when they got us by the fucking ball.
Yeah, I think I know that.
They're going to work for every fucking thing we got. They're going to
ridicule
everything we do, and they're going to criticize everything we say.
This is definitely true. You know what I mean? This is most definitely true.
I mean, you know, the Piggy, he got a point. Yeah. But you know me, I'm on that fence.
Yeah, always.
Hey, shit, you want to calm that shit down, shut them the fuck up.
Right.
Period.
I feel
you. You know what I'm saying? And that's, I ain't say give them the game plan. Yeah. I ain't say give them the playbook. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, yeah, I do things for my community.
Right.
And to piggyback more of what he said, shit, fuck that. Hey, I'm sorry, Red, but this has got to be.
Yeah.
Sometime in your next interview, you need to say, we are getting support from our black NFL players.
Right.
You ain't got to say a fucking name.
Yeah.
You ain't got to say a fucking name.
Yeah.
Our black NFL players are doing X, Y, Z for us.
Right.
This is what they're doing. During the offseason to keep the fight going.
Yeah.
They're not just kneeling during the season to get attention because, you know, that's what they're trying to flip it to.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
They, I mean, at
a whole lot of things, and I know it's a lot of NFL black players.
At the end of the day, though, man, I salute them niggas because even if they are just doing that shit for attention, nigga, that's a major risk.
Yes,
that's a major risk. So even if you're just doing it for attention, like, nigga, that's a major risk.
This is like me working at a job. I'm telling them motherfuckers, don't come to my job. That's like I work at a restaurant. Like,
right.
Shit. Like, don't come here. That shit nasty.
It's a major risk, nigga. So if you doing that, I'm still saluting you.
But if you gonna play the game,
you gotta play it, huh?
Joystick down.
This nigga always try to come with these analogies. No, this was for real. Hey, if y'all got a comment, man, you can hit us up right now. You can't call us though, because I didn't ever turn the radio on. So it's too bad. You're gonna have to comment and we'll read it out loud though. Real quick, we just talking about NFL players and shit and the new narrative of you know, what is these niggas doing in the off season? Like, so is it all for show? So I know, and then what is 7:21? All right, we'll get a few more minutes. I know that it can appear to be that way, and some niggas, for real, it really could be that. They really could just, like, you know what? I'm on this bandwagon of saving the youth. It really could be. But my whole thing is that we can't feed into that negative shit because we get into that shit where we basically supporting them against us. And I hate saying them against us, but it kind of is them against us. Oh, come on, Angry Man. Don't look over the top of your glasses, dog. Don't look over the top of your glasses. Money, save me, dog. Help me. Help.
Kind of like last week when I was telling y'all I quit believing everything in the
world. But I'm roasting. No. But I said that about Omarosa. I told you Omarosa is like our little badass sister and shit. We can talk shit about the bitch, but we can't let nobody else talk about
her. Fuck Omarosa, wolf face ass.
Here we go. This nigga looking over the top of his glasses.
Stop saying Omarosa, please.
You just said it again.
I'm just saying. I'm saying.
One of these white motherfuckers to say something.
What are you white?
A wine ain't shit. Let a white person say wine ain't shit. We gonna quit fucking with it. Just cause the white man.
All right, man. We moving right along, man. Salute to the niggas in the NFL trying to do their thing, dog.
Before we
get into our for real topic, dog. Just in case you was wondering, you see it at the bottom of the screen. Should you expect sex every day after you get married, dog? That's what we're talking about in a minute. But before we get to that, though, Aretha Franklin, $80 million, no motherfucking will, bro. How did that happen, dog? $80
million?
No will, huh?
She died with $80
million? Yeah, she died with $80 million. Now they got to fight over this shit. Like, and then supposedly, I guess in Michigan, there's some kind of law where, I guess, the state divided evenly and shit. Yes, how the fuck do you die with $80 million without no will? How the fuck are you Aretha Franklin with no will?
Yeah.
I read some shit about that, man. Like, so her kids and whatnot, her children.
Yeah.
She ain't want to put them against each other, and so they say her. What they thought she might have thought is that, like, if I give them 40% or them 65%,
they'd be fighting over shit,
and they'd be getting, you know. That's why she didn't do it.
I guess I can dig that.
I mean, you can dig that, but they're going to fight even more because they don't know what's going on.
They don't know what's going on, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. She could have said, fuck my whole ass family. She probably had a whole ass family.
Yeah. It was like, fuck y'all, get it how you live. Get it how you live, motherfuckers, I'm out.
We gonna let these motherfuckers figure it out. So yeah. Okay, we gonna let these
And they definitely are. And in the midst of them figuring it out, I know they gonna figure it out. In their palms, nigga, they gonna figure it out. Yeah.
They gonna go from $80 million to $25,000.
Honestly, she just put the middleman in the mix. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't no way in the fuck I would have another motherfucker issue out my money. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think she just lackadaisical. You ever been to her house? Like, you ever heard about her house situation?
Uh-uh.
Man, that lady had a mansion with roaches in it, bro.
Chill out.
Man, I'm telling you, bro.
For real?
Man.
You gotta think.
I gotta feel like she about, what, 70-something?
I would like to think that her family is well taken care of by this point.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Her
81 million? Million?
But you gotta at least a little bit feel like if a nigga got 80 million and don't even take the time out to get that shit right with their kids, that you don't fuck with your kids for real.
They could already be straight.
They probably druggies or some shit. I'm just saying, a nigga old man died and got some money and shit and don't designate that shit to you. It make me feel like he don't fuck with you for real. Maybe their relationship wasn't shit.
Right. Yeah.
I'm
gonna go back to what I just said. Aretha Franklin been around for a long time.
Yeah.
Maybe her kids are already taken care of.
I mean,
shit, Aretha Franklin had a kid at 16.
Shit, 14, I think they said.
14.
Yeah, I think they said 14. Oh, shit, we got all kind of... Oh, shit, I'm sorry, y'all. This shit ain't moving. I got all kind of comments and shit. My bad, goddamn. I can't even read that shit. Let me see. Let me see. Hell no. Money, you got to admire her, bro. Sonya said, what up, though? She said, hi to my boo monk money.
Who said that?
Sonya. Nah, she be saying that shit because everything that monk be saying, she be agreeing with that shit.
Yeah.
Sire
that's
Rose.
Babies.
Sire, what up, though? Sire said, trade the whole team. Oh, they talking about the Lions. Dude, I miss all of these motherfucking comments. I'm sorry, y'all. Let me see. Venus said, that's messed up, though, about him. Are we talking about Cap? Damn, I miss all these shits. Gigi was said back to school coverage on election day giveaways. Oh, she's talking about something else. All right, then we're gonna talk about that later. Sonya said, y'all want athletes to take a stand. I want the black police to take a stand. How come they don't go on strike or organize a march or some shit? First of all, yeah, we in the 48205. I ain't got time for the police to be taking a strike. I'm sorry, baby. I think I know what you're saying, but yeah, we don't need them to go on strike.
Yeah. I understand what she's saying, though. You know what I'm saying? Stand up. But you see the shit going on. You know what I'm saying? Say something. Stand up.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
That nigga said boycott donut shops. I'm tripping, though. I ain't see all these motherfucking comments. Why is she not moving for real? I'm kind of mad about that shit. All right, anyway, so let's get on to our for real topic, dog. So we're going to move on from Aretha.
Aretha.
She got a match with Roach.
Bro, I'm telling you.
I hope this is not true.
I heard plenty of stories about
her. I hope this is not true.
And the way she come to the restaurant, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's the love on the Yamo, you know what I mean?
Oh, my bad. She said, she said E-Block need to give back. Dog, that would have been dope if we did a backpack giveaway, though.
Oh, yeah, that would have been.
That would have been dope.
That would have been dope.
See, that's why we need management, GG. Shit, fuck with us.
She talking that shit from
she talking there. That shit, right? You should have got us together. We could. Dog, next year, for real, we doing that shit, though. Next year, we doing that shit, dog. Giveaway, nigga.
We can still do it.
Well, nigga, we got to get backpacks, nigga. It's too late, nigga. We need donations to do backpacks, nigga. It's too late. We're doing next year. We could give away some motherfucking
coats,
foods.
Coats or some shit.
Dog, we could give away some food for Thanksgiving, though. You want to cook and shit, nigga? You want to cook?
Why not?
Yeah, we'll talk about it, though. Yeah, Gigi, you got to get on that, man. You are management and shit for charity and shit, all right?
Stop bullshit.
Right.
Come back to the block.
Election day coverage. That is a good one, though. Election day coverage is real. But in order for me to cover election day, I got to feel like I really want to vote. And since I'm not certain that I really want to vote, we're going to move on past that right now.
Yes.
We'll talk about that later.
Yes. All right.
So, anyway, let's get to the subject at hand and shit. So, we got a married nigga in the studio this evening.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my married nigga in the studio and shit.
We gotta take jabs to the crying man, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the crying man. You know what I'm saying? Two G's in the building. Crying man, married guy and shit. But because niggas is married and shit, we want to know, man. That's what we talk about, ladies. Fellas, if y'all listening. Yo. All right, so look, this is what we're talking about today, man. Married motherfuckers, dog. We trying to figure out, should you expect sex every day after you get married and shit? Ladies, I definitely want to hear what y'all got to say, man. Should you expect every day? We ain't got no call-in number, so you got to comment below. Let us know what you think, man. Hit us in the comment box. We will read your comment live on air. Now that I figured out that the shit wasn't moving by itself, I got it together. So I will read your shit. 2 G's.
Yes, sir.
Obviously, I think we know your answer.
Since you
but should you expect
that?
Sex every day after marriage?
You know,
man?
I wouldn't expect it, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's it, man. I wouldn't expect it.
Oh, they gave that puss-ass answer.
Hottie!
Gave that puss-ass answer.
Hottie!
Right. Right. You gonna put that motherfucker in there with a little foil on it and shit. You guys gonna hit the doo-doo-doo. Boom.
Hottie!
This nigga is a fool. Shout out to my man Mo Money with the see-through shirt on. You know what I'm saying? It's all good.
See-through muscle shirt.
Hootie!
So what'd you say? That's what you say, though? You say after marriage, you expect sex every day.
I mean, I say, you know what I'm saying? Around, you know, noon time, you know, breakfast time, you know.
Little breakfast time, so all day long.
You know.
At least twice a day?
At least twice a day?
Once a day.
Say at least once,
At least once a day.
For the first week?
Right, that's probably about it. That's probably about it.
So that shit lasts. You don't last that long.
Yo, Bo, what'd you say, bro? Sex every day after marriage, nigga?
I'm going to say no.
At least every other day.
You said don't expect it.
I'm going to say no.
Be excited if you do.
No, I'm going to say expect that shit when I want that shit.
Okay. So I'm gonna say, you know, okay. So if that happened to be every day, that's just every day.
Every day?
Then that's every day.
Twice on Tuesday
and shit.
Whatever we agree upon.
Yeah.
Whatever we agree upon. All right. Angry Man, what'd you say, dog? You a 20-year veteran.
Nah.
No?
I don't expect that shit every day.
Don't expect it every day?
Nah, because I don't feel like fucking every day.
Dog, I'm glad you kept it real, because I was so going to keep it real when it got to me.
I don't feel like fucking every day.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. I ain't gonna want it every goddamn time.
Right. And now Sonya said, I'm married, we 1 year strong, and we definitely get it popping every other day during the work week. But Saturday and Sunday, when the kids gone for the weekend, it's going down.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Like, y'all. Okay. I agree with if
I. But you said you ain't trying to fuck every day anyway.
Mentally, man, she gonna start thinking you treating her like a hoe.
Oh man, get the fuck out of here. I wanna fuck every day. If I marry you, I wanna fuck every day. I wanna fuck. I ain't
even that fuck what you talking about,
though.
Hell yeah. But I set up every other day.
Shit, this is what I want. I don't expect to fuck every day.
Oh,
I wanna fuck every day.
She said, and Sunday morning before church, we always get nasty. Health of praise and worship.
Get it, son.
No, it's in the name of Jesus.
That's why I fuck with you.
Yeah. Now, Gigi said, realistically, it depends on the chemistry. Marriage ain't got nothing to do with it. So, the chemistry. So, basically, if you wasn't fucking every day before, then don't expect to be fucking every day after.
It's my turn. Ask me.
Raise your hand, nigga.
Ask me.
No, so Money obviously don't agree.
Hell no. I want it every day.
Yeah.
Maybe sometimes twice.
Yeah.
But if it don't go that way, and I can get, you know what I'm saying, whatever I can get it in, I'm going to get it in. Like I agree with what Big Bo say, too.
Yeah.
And when I want it, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. That's the whole point of us getting married. What? I said I don't expect it.
Okay, there you go.
But yeah. I'm saying, though, I want it.
They said, I want it.
Shit. Hell yeah, I want it every day. But I don't expect it.
They said, my dick
get
hard when the wind blows.
Hell yeah. Come here, baby. I found you a chair, baby girl. Sit right there. Real talk, because I want it every day. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Gigi said, if it be good, I want it.
Hell yeah, that's real talk. Like, I mean, I want it every day. Gotta be something. I'm married this motherfucker. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it gotta be something. This is one of the tools you had to will me in. You know
I mean,
what I'm saying?
Kate, could you marry somebody that the sex wasn't good, though?
Hell no.
No?
Hell no.
I mean, look. I mean, but you married, though, so you can work on that, right?
No, hell no. If it ain't good,
so, like,
before the marriage.
You couldn't have fucked around back in the day when niggas wasn't fucking before marriage. Like, you couldn't fuck around, huh?
You can't teach good pussy.
You can't teach good pussy.
Hell no.
Hey, Venus said Monk is Superman.
She's supposed to be Indian, man.
So you couldn't fuck around though, like if the sex wasn't good, you wouldn't marry him.
No, for what?
I wouldn't entertain the subject.
Sex is my pleasure. You think you about to get off on me on some whack ass shit? Get the fuck out of here, buddy.
That nigga mad for real.
Fuck off me.
Having longevity being married. One thing is, the reason why you
this
start
a vet
off
we talking to. This is a vet talking. Go ahead.
You right,
start,
it's a veteran.
You start off that way, and that shit may be popping and strong in the motherfucker. Yeah. But the thing of it is, you got to remember one goddamn thing. You plan on being with this motherfucker for the rest of your life, right?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So at one point, I don't want to wear it out while I'm tired of this shit, and I fuck around and start stepping out on my goddamn wife. You got to leave room for something like, damn, I really want this motherfucker. But shit, I just had you yesterday, the day
before. Man, you keep my nuts drained. You ain't got to worry about me stepping out.
That nigga didn't keep my nuts drained.
Keep the motherfuckers drained, baby. On E. Yeah. I ain't got time to be fucking around. I gotta go home, bro.
They said a little hand job. Get a nigga off.
You know what? I'm glad you said that.
Okay. Okay. No, no. I feel you.
But that's a real shit.
That's real shit.
It ain't about sex. We just want to fucking nut.
That's true. This is true. This is true.
She fucking said that. She can sit there. You straight?
Yeah.
You straight?
Help a nigga out. Help a nigga out.
And that's the thing, right? That's the thing. Like, yeah, a motherfucking hand job, a head job, nigga.
It don't matter.
That's all we want is the nut.
Hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? Before I go to work, I want to hit a nigga off with some wake up head. I'll take it.
I'm going to tell you why. This is from all these men in here, bro. If y'all want y'all shit to work, just listen up. Because all a nigga want is a nut. You know what I'm saying? Like,
all nigga want is a nut.
Like, you want to get off? I want to get off too. Let's do this together. Let's get off together.
I got to roll back on what Angry Man said for real in real life, because that's definitely what I was going to say, my nigga. I'm not expecting sex every day, because I ain't trying to fuck every day. I ain't going to hold you up. I'm lazy, nigga. I ain't trying to fuck every day.
Looking at you, we can tell you ain't trying to fuck every day. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, fuck
she
going
to be mad as fuck. She got to get on top every time. I got to get on top again.
Hell no. Hey, shit, nigga. Not really, shit. I'm a nimble big motherfucker, shit. I'll be on top of these little bitches. Be on top of these little bitches. Like,
sweat beating down on her
sweat
face.
Sweat like a little. Hey, I'm trying to tell you. Hey, hey. Hey, shit. Hit the pussy with my CPAP on her. With the CPAP, nigga, this shit. Michaela, what that done? Michaela just checked in. You don't even know what you just checked in on, baby. For real, you don't even know.
Hey, this big ass like she be getting fucked by Dark Vader in her mouth. I'm like,
motherfucking Bane and shit. Oh God! Yo, you niggas is wildin', bro.
Oh shit!
Hey, look, if you got a comment, man, hit us in the comment box. We is wildin' right now. But for real, man, on that tip, though, I ain't trying to fuck every day. Like I'm not. Like I ain't even. I can't. Nigga, I'm cool. I can't fuck every day.
I mean, I ain't
walk through that motherfucker's boy.
That's going down.
But if you like it, on some real shit though, if you married
pants, she better put hell yeah pants and a hoodie.
If you married and shit like on that movie shit, how them motherfuckers be down there having to schedule sex and shit like, then that's fucked up. That's fucked up. That's corny as fuck. Yeah, that's corny as fuck. Yeah, that's a little different.
Let's go back. Uh-huh. Piggyback. It depends. You know, all of us that schedule some ass.
No, I mean scheduling like nigga, a month later.
Niggas make appointments.
Sometimes you got to.
Hey,
look.
But
I'm going to
tell
you.
Kids, too? So kids at your grandma's house this weekend? Hey, so
you scheduling, right.
That's what we doing this weekend, motherfucker.
Don't come straight home.
I mean, you got to get creative, especially when you got kids and you married and shit. You got nigga life going on. If you try to be like regular, like fucking at night, in the bed and shit, it's not gonna happen. Like, the schedule is gonna be fucked up. You gotta get that shit in when you get in, nigga. Like, shit, the kids at school, nigga, you fucking in the bathroom. Like, wherever it's going down, nigga, you feel me? Like, for real, because
mama taking a shower. I'm about to go ahead and talk to
her. Hell yeah! Don't
go in here!
Right!
You've been
serious, though.
Don't bring your ass in here. You better sit there and watch them cartoons.
No, I'm serious as fuck, though. I really wanna know,
He just did that shit.
Yeah, you can eat in your room today.
Go right. Take your ass upstairs. Dog, y'all niggas retarded, dog. Hit me in the comment box, dog. So Gigi said, yeah, nigga, she down for the early day. I want to hear from the other ladies, man. What y'all think? After you married, should it be going down every day? Sonya say every other day and shit.
Well, Sonya, you know what I'm saying? Do it good on the weekend.
Yeah, she do it good on the weekend. He said Sunday get her praise and worship together, nigga. Yeah. That was funny. That shit was right in the name of Jesus. Gigi said women love sex too, and if she not trying to get on you on a regular basis, then you might be the problem. Damn. Okay. Real talk. Niggas, what y'all feel about that shit though? 2 G's, I'm asking you that shit. If you expecting sex every day and you not getting it every day, you ever think that it could be you?
Hey, man, I don't want to pull that.
Maybe she don't want to fuck you.
I don't want to pull all my bitches out there, but yeah. You know what I'm saying? We already had the conversation.
Yeah.
You know, I ain't saying, you know, brag or boast, but you know what I'm saying?
I'm holding my shit down. Yeah, I ain't trying to. Is that what you saying, nigga?
I mean, pretty much so. That too. Like I said, you know what I'm saying? It can be painful. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, every other day. Every day. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Oh shit!
For her reason, you know what I'm saying?
Every
other day, shit, you know.
Yeah.
That's some pain.
Beat the
same way
the cape
at. I'm going. That's the pain I'm going through, baby. I'm tired. Yeah. I be at work knees weak than a motherfucker. You hear me?
Yeah.
I'm like, what's wrong with you? Shit.
Right.
Ain't nothing wrong with me.
You wore your ass
I'm
out
good.
Of.
My legs just ain't together yet, but I'm good. Hey,
now look,
I'm definitely good.
Hell
yeah!
Like I got punch Bambi.
Like I got a clean punch from
first
Mike
of
Tyson.
All. First of all, you know they got kids. You talking about Bambi and shit. First of all,
kids like a motherfucker.
Hey, but look, more money. I'm gonna ask you this shit then. Since we talking about that shit, she talking about how much women like sex too and shit. What if you wanted it every day? And your wife wanted it more than you. Like, her sex drive was more than yours. What would that do for you?
She ain't got to worry about me going nowhere. You understand me? We ain't got to worry about shit. You want more than me?
Yeah.
Like, baby girl, I'm on lunch break. God damn, we can't come up here right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And how long could you really, fuck around, though? Like, me, myself.
Forever.
Like, on some real shit, though. If I, let's say I'm cool, like, we getting pussy every day. Right,
yeah.
But then we start getting that shit 2 or 3 times a day. I can't do it, nigga. I ain't gonna hold you. I'm not fucking 2 or 3 times a day.
That's your personal opinion. Me?
No, I'm saying that's what I'm saying. Personally, like I can't do it 2 or 3 times.
You can fuck in the morning and in the afternoon. That's what you saying?
So that is 2 times. Yeah, that is 2 times. Every day though, every day. If my wife tried to give me pussy 2-3 times every day. That mean I'm fucking 21 times in a week.
But it's not gonna happen though.
I can't.
It's not gonna happen though.
Dick gonna be skeeting air, nigga.
That's good cardio.
That bitch gonna be like poof.
You ain't gotta go to the gym.
Oh, bitch, I'm coming up.
Poof. I'm telling you, bro. If you do that, bro, that you won't have to go to the gym no more. That's an exercise right there, bro. That's the best exercise in the world. You hear me?
You get a gun, and you get your heart racing, too.
Hell yeah.
And
you get
your
nut. Hey, Gigi said, hair, too. She said, I don't want no dick I can't suck. Goddamn. Goddamn, cuz.
Dang.
Goddamn, cuz. I ain't even hear all that shit.
That was sad, though. Give me a high five, Gigi. Damn, baby.
You got the post, man. You about to slam like a motherfucker.
Right, Lee. Inbox off the chain right now.
But shit,
Venus said you just gotta keep it spicy though. Every day go wear it out.
I mean, check it out. Oh, check it out.
Life is
happening.
Yeah.
You're not gonna be able to fuck every day twice.
Yeah.
If you got
it's
a
cool
job,
to be expected.
You got a job, she got a job, shit ain't gonna happen every day. You got kids, shit ain't gonna happen like you want.
She gonna bleed.
But she gonna bleed.
Right. Yeah. She gonna bleed.
So you know what I'm saying? Shit can't happen every day. But my thing is though, I can get it though. Like if opportunity right, nobody's around, let's get it in. You know what I'm saying? I mean, basically.
I feel you.
You know what I'm saying? Opportunity, you got to take them, baby. You got to take opportunity, baby.
You got to take them, baby.
You got to take them,
baby. She's all like Goldie and she got to take them, baby.
You need to take that.
Hell yeah, you got opportunity. You got to take that shit, bro.
Take that.
Real
talk. You said why is repeating? I don't know. You know, say why it's repeating. I don't know. We having some difficulties.
I don't know either, but
I don't even know. Yeah,
I hope we repeat so y'all can understand what.
So you understand what the fuck you saying?
Yeah, yeah. Understand the fuck I'm saying for real.
Nigga, I want it every day.
Every day, like I mean, I expect it every day.
Yeah.
But knowing I'm gonna get it every day, nah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. The reality of it is, man, for real, I'm too lazy for that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am. I'm too lazy to be fucking every day. Cause nigga, I be having shit to do. Like nigga, I gotta get up and shit. I get that motherfucking nut in the morning and shit. Then I gotta go to work and shit. Then I gotta do graphic designs for only $30, as low as $30 graphic designs available right now. And then I gotta write books and shit. You know what I'm saying? Books available right now, BarnesandNoble.com and on motherfucking Amazon.com. But I'm just saying though. So I got shit to do. Like nigga, I can't be fucking 2-3 times a day.
That's a great way to start a day and a great way to end
a day. Hell yeah, man.
I ain't gonna lie though. Like,
that's the perfect life, nigga.
But look, fucking, evening sandwich.
I'm gonna tell you how lazy I am,
you
though.
I get a protein bar.
I'm gonna tell you how lazy I am, though. I think on some real shit, in the morning, I'll take the pussy and shit. That night, I'll probably just beat my dick and shit. Cause I don't feel like putting that much effort into getting hurt nothing shit that night. I'm cool. Right, I'm gonna wake up. I'm gonna go to sleep and shit. You feel me? Like,
yeah, give me a different workout tonight.
Yeah, but because like, dog, for real, like. If this is my wife and I'm fucking her, like every time I fuck, I'm trying to beat that shit down. I can't do that shit all day. So later on that night, nigga, I'm just gonna work myself out. And go
I
sleep.
Can.
I was gonna
I
go
can.
To sleep.
And
shit. I got an option of pussy or beating my hands, my dude.
I'm getting the pussy. You understand me? I'm rolling right over in that mama, and I'm gonna do it for a second because I don't feel like doing too much. You know what I'm saying? I'm in that mama.
We're laying out.
Yeah, I'm laying out with that mama.
You gotta wake up.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, just toot that motherfucker my way. I'm
like,
yeah.
Oh god, y'all.
I'm going to sleep.
Dog.
I ain't washing up. That's a good thing in being married. You ain't gotta do all that shit. Yeah. You gotta wash up. Up. You ain't gotta do shit. I go right to sleep. You
right.
Know what I mean? Like, it's perfect. I mean that lazy nut. Ah. No conversation or nothing afterwards.
Nah, I be having to wait though, cause I gotta give her a couple minutes before I put my mask on and shit. You know what I'm saying? Cause
hey,
like you can't be talking about a mask on, bitch.
What
like,
Russell
I can't
Simmons say? What Russell Simmons say at the end of the show?
Thank God you. Bless you. Good night.
God bless you. Good night. Hey, fuck the sandwich. Fuck the orange juice. I'm out. Hell yeah.
Yeah, he said that is a plus.
That's a plus. That's definitely a plus.
Duh, y'all niggas wrong.
You gotta keep it quiet too, so you gotta hold your hand on your mouth. Kids in other room going.
That's fun. That's fun sex though. Yeah. Like that should be fun
it's
sex.
Like you stealing this
yeah, shit. Yeah, it's fun sex. Duh, so Venus said we repeating. I don't know what's going on and shit with that. It looked like we going live still, like I guess. I don't know. Niggas still comment, so I'm supposing so. Michaela said every other day. She said she ain't trying to fuck every day. Say every other day. Gigi said she gonna bleed. Yeah, men have issues too. Jock itch, urinary tract infections.
God damn.
Passing kidney stones. Y'all get out of commission too. She just saying that.
Lord, don't say that. Passing kidney
stones. Yeah, kidney stones, put a nigga way out of commission.
So you busted nothing in the kidney? Busted what?
Niggas can have. I'm tripping though. I'm sorry. I think I'm ignorant to that. Niggas can have urinary tract infections. I thought that was a woman thing.
Niggas can have them.
Oh shit! Hey, she fucked me up with that one. I'm ignorant on that one. I didn't know. Oh shit! Yeah. Nigga, I ain't fucking no dirty bitches, nigga.
Yeah.
Like I'm not trying to find out, nigga.
Case study, nigga.
I ain't tripping.
I didn't
know that shit though. I never heard that shit. Damn, man, the camera just went up. You can see all our little ceiling and shit. Fuck, we good. All right, you gonna turn it down a little bit? Oh shit, I don't even know though. I wonder how long that shit been up there. All right, you good? Look, hey, look, because you know the feed be behind. I don't know how long that shit niggas looking at the ceiling and shit. Fuck it, we hood out here, nigga. You know what it is, man. E-Block Radio. E-Block Radio in effect. We talking about getting pussy every day. You know what I'm saying? So, again, dog, for me, I ain't going to lie to you, dog. I think that if it was the other way around, if my woman wanted to fuck more than me and shit, I don't know.
I don't know.
Man, you don't know what.
I can quit my job and stay home and fuck all day.
Right.
That's what this generation come up with. We came up on the MOB, nigga.
Right. Money over bitches up.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? After a while, like, nah, I gotta go get this money.
Right. Yeah.
If I want to continue to fuck, yeah, you ain't gonna fuck a broke nigga.
Right.
I gotta go get this
exactly
money.
Exactly. Yeah. I just figure if a bitch trying to, I'm sorry, if my wife is trying to fuck all day, every day and shit.
I appreciate it,
but then I'm not doing that shit. So that means that she probably gonna be hopping on some other nigga dick at some point.
That's how my mind thinks.
And that's why I say I think that will eventually be a problem. Like if her sex drive is like that much higher than mine, eventually.
I love you.
This nigga say I love you.
I love you.
You can be single.
Yeah.
And you come around with one bitch all the time. This bitch popping. Hey man, keep what happened to that one bitch? Man, I'm tired of that bitch.
Yeah.
Is it going to be any different with your wife?
Nope.
After 10 years of fucking her every goddamn day, I mean every fucking day, like I was talking about,
right?
You ain't going to get tired of that shit?
Nope. Yeah, I would think so.
Nope.
You don't think so?
Hell no. As long as my dick work, I don't own it.
That nigga said Lois is a good hit. Nigga, it's your wife. I hope it's a good hit.
Hopefully it's a good hit.
If it was shit, like my mother said, I ain't marrying you anyway.
Hell no.
Sometimes. I got to miss this bitch sometime.
Yeah. Like,
I ain't had one. Let me go ahead and hit this nigga.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, shit, it's been 24
hours,
baby.
Every other day, baby. Come on. Been 24 hours. Where that pussy at?
Put that pussy on. You know I got my appointment set. Let's get it.
My appointment set. Exactly 24 hours. We expect it, but like my money said, realistically, that shit ain't going to happen.
Right. Yeah,
we expect
not
it. Hell yeah, we expect
it. I want it.
No, I'm going to tell you right now, you can't expect it in real life because, like, nigga, the only way you can fuck every day is if ain't nobody doing shit. Like, you ain't got no kids, no job, nigga, nothing. Like, you can't fuck every day.
I just think that kids and shit, life is fucking over with. I don't know what the fuck is
it's
going
not,
on.
It's not? It's not? I mean, I ain't got love, but I'm saying it's not, nigga.
That's just motherfucking. No, it's most definitely not over, man. You know what I'm saying?
Next year.
Huh?
Fight for your
that's
kids, nigga. Fight for your kids, nigga.
Take your ass to your room. Take your ass where you need to be, in the basement.
Hold on, wait. Gigi said y'all get yeast infections too. We get yeast infections.
I've never known.
What type of nigga get yeast infections? How you get a yeast infection as a nigga?
Chick, what a yeast infection? Fuck you, me how?
That's a bacteria, motherfucker. They ain't no transmittable disease.
It's a bacteria.
That's a bacteria.
Hey, you got a little extra on that motherfucker. A little extra on that.
I almost spit that crown all the way out, bro.
That little extra on that motherfucker, like curdling milk on your dick. You know something fucked up.
Are you putting that motherfucker off a little extra on that motherfucker? You
know hey, some of you say, plus sometimes you have a bad day at work and just be in her bag and need space and shit. So that's one of them times.
I understand that.
Yeah, so then that's when you just get some head, right?
Right.
Like, I'm sorry about your day, baby. Oh, God.
Right.
Take it out. I take it.
You got aggressive hand jobs.
Oh, no. Motherfucking hand jobs. Yo, that's some off the camera shit that we were talking about. That motherfucking hand job connoisseur, though. I just want to throw that out there. I knew a hand job connoisseur.
Oh,
but anyway,
God,
that's neither here nor there.
Oh,
it was just right on time, so I had to say something about it. Yo, we got about 10 more minutes, man. Hit me in the comment box. Let me know what you're feeling right now. Should you expect sex every day after marriage, man? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
No, Gigi talking about you really disappointing me. Like, why would I know about yeast infection? I ain't never had one.
Man.
The fuck? I don't know. I never had a yeast infection. I thought it was a woman shit. I never had urinary tract infection. I always, and this is probably a myth and shit, but I always thought that chicks got urinary tract infections from niggas hitting it from the back too many times and shit. I never knew why they got that shit.
No, for real.
Don't
say that shit out loud.
Urinary tract infections do come from sex, though.
They do. Not from hitting it from the back, my buddy.
I'm saying it's the angle that fucks with your urinary tract, the bacteria. I'm serious, though.
I'm serious, though.
Ask some of the women listening right now. I'm serious, though.
We talking to a nigga in the three universes.
It's the angle. Women who have doggy style sex, percentage wise, get urinary tract infections more often.
Every chick I've been with probably hasn't had it because that's my
favorite. I'm just saying, it's the truth, though.
That's my favorite.
So I always thought it was some kind of correlation, though. You know what I'm saying?
Face down, ass up.
That's a fishing move. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I always thought it was correlation because the numbers, that's what the numbers say. I'm just saying, that's what the numbers say. So it started, but I never knew a nigga with a yeast infection though. I figured if somebody told me a nigga had yeast infection, I think he was gay or something. Like I don't even understand.
He got a tampon. I didn't like.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I don't get it. I don't even understand. Hey, I don't even understand.
What's that shit they put on that shit?
Modest
that. Oh, the Modest. You put the Modest 7 on your dick?
No.
He got a baby suit for him.
Yeah, nigga, the whole combo, nigga, you know, that and the massengale. Like, you might want to douche your dick, nigga. I don't know. I want to douche your dick, nigga.
You might need this. You
don't
know this. Ain't for her.
It's like,
this
for me, nigga.
You
douche
for him?
Douche for him. Douche for him.
Douche for
him.
Douche for him. Oh God! Hey, Sarita just checked in. What up, though, Sarita?
What up, though?
Vanessa just checked in. What up, though? E Block in the building, baby. What's happening? Where my man Jew at, man? Tell that nigga to check in.
Show.
We got like 5 more minutes, man. Hit me in the comment box, dog. I don't even know. It's the crown royal, nigga. I don't know. We talking real crazy. Yeah, but look, dog. I ain't trying to fuck every day. It'd be cool. But I ain't trying to fuck it.
I'm Monk trying to get them draws. Monk trying to get them draws.
Got the
draws. Yeah, I got the
draws. GTD, nigga, GTD.
What the fuck I say?
This nigga said GTW. That nigga high. That nigga high.
Yeah, I don't know.
That nigga
high.
Got the draws.
Got the draws, dog.
My legs be back together. Give me about 30 minutes, dog. My legs be down.
ESPN, I'm right back on.
Oh, nigga, hold on. What you say just then? What'd you just say?
My legs be back together in a minute.
All right, so I got to keep it all the way 100 with y'all. The back-to-back ain't coming. I'll fuck you later on tonight. Like, my back-to-back days is over in my
20s.
Like. My back-to-back days strong, boy.
I need to sell to the ESPN.
Yeah. My back-to-back days is in my 20s, nigga. Shit.
Let me get at least half an hour ESPN or something.
I mean, it ain't often.
Right.
It ain't often, but my back-to-back days is strong. I better get all the ones I can get in right now. You hear me? Hey, shit, we got 45 more minutes before they get here. You hear me?
Catch y'all niggas off at 6 o'clock and kids going, yeah, I'm in the house, nigga. Duh,
right.
Yeah, I see y'all.
Where the gang man go, like, oh shit, never mind, nigga. I'll let you, nigga.
You get that memo, like, all of them sleep?
Right. Oh, wait a minute, dog. Before we get out of here, dog, this ain't got nothing to do with motherfucking fucking your wife every day and shit. But, dog, shout out to, where was we at? Motherfucking, damn, where we go? Greenfield and motherfucking, where was that goddamn strip club? Joy Road. Shout out to Joy Road and Greenfield, dog. Motherfucking strip club called Plush, man. Never heard of this place a day in my motherfucking life. Went to that bitch last week, dog. Shout out to my man Lee. Kodak Lee and she. Almost fucked up. Yeah, dog. We rode to that motherfucker. First of all, before we got there, dog, I just got to tell the story real quick. Before we got there, we on Joy Road, dog. We pulled up to the light. A nigga skirting out the motherfucking gas station in the Explorer and shit. Skirt! Nigga hanging off the passenger side, busting. Ha, 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 ha. I looked at my nigga Kodak Lee like, dog, is that a sign? Should we not go and shit? That nigga was like, fuck it. We already here, nigga. Like, fuck. So we rolled on and shit. So we get to this bitch, right? No motherfucking entry fee, right? Security pat us down and shit. We walk in. This is Plush on Joy and Greenfield. So we walk in. They pat us down and shit. It's two ways in that bitch, right? It's one going straight ahead, one going to the right. Like, we hear people on the right and shit. So my man start going down that way. I'm looking around like, damn, they ain't gonna charge us nothing. Like, we just walk in and shit. So I turn back and look at the security, like, nigga, like, what up, nigga, which way you go? He's like, my man, like, dog, go that way. So I'm like, dog, what the fuck? Like, I call my man back. So we start going that way. He's like, dude, it's the dudes on that side. I'm like, oh, shit.
No.
So they got nigga strippers on the other side.
Oh,
dog,
no.
My nigga Kodak was like, dog, I almost went down there and seen some shit I wasn't going to be able to unsee. Ooh. Nigga.
Oh.
Told him, just better pray
than
nobody see you coming out.
Yeah. Yeah. That was gonna be all bad.
Story in the hood. Like, hey, you know your
boy? No, story in the hood.
You know your boy that make the edibles?
Hey, Jeezy talking about drop that weight. This is gonna be the return of the back. Nigga, I ain't fucking with that shit, nigga. I can lose weight. I still ain't fucking with one time. Like, bitch, you ain't getting round two. I'm sorry.
Let's go to sleep.
I'm about to go find my Whopper right the fuck now while you playing. Right the fuck now, I'm about to find my Whopper, dog.
Fat boy shit.
Hey, fat boy shit, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely in the building, though. It's 7:58. We got 2 more minutes. Hit us in the comment box if you want to comment, man. Should you expect sex every day after marriage? two G's. We already know what you're going to say, but we're going to ask you anyway on our way out the door.
Yes, yes, sir. I'll say I would like it, but I'll accept.
But realistically?
But I'll accept every other day.
Say you accept what the fuck you get. Right. Yeah. Bo, what you say, bro?
Expect it every day.
Yeah.
But give it to me when I want it, bro.
Right. I feel you. Angry man, what you say, though? You look like you're thinking about some shit. I don't know what you're thinking.
Just taking it all in, man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You can expect it.
Right, but the reality.
Expect ass every guy, because man, we expect that shit probably right now. You
know what I'm saying? Right. Wait, text
right now. Right. Hold up. Like nigga, like.
Fucking day, but right. The reality of it, that shit ain't gonna happen.
Yeah.
You gonna start off firing off like a motherfucker.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You're hot. Your marriage is hot. It's cool. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But everything new.
Everything new, right?
Advice I can give, I'm gonna leave it alone. Start this motherfucker. How you wanna finish it? Yeah. Start off fucking every goddamn day.
About 80.
You better be in where I'm at 17 years fucking every day.
Right.
Because year five, you cut that shit off.
It's going to be a problem. Exactly. It's going to be a problem. No, you're right. For sure. Monk money, dog.
I want it every day, dog. Like, hey, I want a milk mustache. I want her to give me a milk mustache sometimes, too, like, every day. Like,
got the drawers, dog.
Got the drawers, dog.
I didn't have the drawers for real. Smell my lips.
Smell my lips.
Oh, God.
Smell my lips, baby.
Right, freaking dick.
Hey, well, I'm gonna be real. I'm
treating
like
a slip and slide.
Hell yeah! I put my all on my body, all
my
pussy, all over.
All the pussy slide.
Hell yeah!
Y'all niggas is silly, man.
Don't feel
my toes.
Hey, man. Don't feel my toes.
I want to get up in my and you smell pussy coming out my nose. That's how you want. That's like, you can smell that.
That's against the law. Shit.
I'm a
devourer that motherfucker.
I want that motherfucker
every day.
Real talk though, I agree with Plies on that one though. You know what
word,
but if you can, knowing life is gonna happen, it's not gonna happen every day.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, like we and man, we can't put that much pressure on our lady. You know what I'm saying? Like for real, like you know what I'm saying. She go through some shit every day. You know what I'm saying? You can't put more pressure on her. If she don't want to have sex, and you making her want to have sex every day, you making her have sex. That's a lot of pressure on her.
Yeah, it's
you
know a problem.
Your bad day, bitch. Been over.
You fuck, you got fine. Take this dick.
Fuck your job.
As soon as you lost to our kids, you bitch.
Hey, fuck your job.
Yo, on that note, man, we about to wrap it up, dog. Should you expect sex every day? Like you said, dog, I think as niggas, we probably do expect that shit every day. I ain't gonna lie, though, man. This is retarded. I know. I'm looking at this shit on camera. I'm like, dog, I don't really expect it every day only because I'm lazy. I probably ain't trying to fuck every day and shit. Every other day is great for me, dog. Every other day is cool. I can live with that and shit. But on that note, dog, we about to get up out of here. I want to thank everybody who checked us out tonight, man. Everybody that checked us out on Facebook Live. Everybody that checked us out on www.eblockradio.com. Make sure you check out the replays there. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that checked us out everywhere, we'll E-Block. Be back next Thursday, man. The livest cloud radio show on the planet, Earth, man. Nigga. Straight from the E-Block Radio, live from the down, man. Live on the 48205.
Red zone.
I got my man 2G's in the building.
For sure.
Got my man Bo in the building.
What up, though?
Got my man Angry Man in the building.
Fuck it, just start raping that bitch.
I was waiting to see what he was gonna say. God damn, I was waiting to see.
I mean, since we married, shit, it's mine.
It's mine.
It's a stick up, bitch. Literally.
I got my man more money in the building, man.
You already know it's a stick up, baby. Put your hands up. Other them legs.
And of course, man, it's your boy, the Hood Howard Stern, Q Lewis. Hold it down live from the 48205, man. We up out of here.